This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a place here in Los Angeles that for the past 40 years has been the place where comedy legends are born. It's called Groundlings. And I said it's a place, which it is. It's a theater and an improv school, but it's also kind of an attitude or a mindset, maybe. And even if you haven't heard of Groundlings itself, you've probably heard of some of the people who got their start there.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Everybody!
1 year ago today, Kim Jong-un ascended to power by climbing onto a phone book.
One afternoon a couple of weeks ago, the place was busy. People practicing lines, just hanging out, going over bits as well. So we stepped into a side office with two people who've been at Groundlings for a while.
I am Lisa Sherga, and I started taking classes at the Groundlings in 2002, and I became a Groundling in 2007.
So I've Groundling, been with the company. You say it like it's a badge of honor.
It is. I think it is. It is for me anyways. It was why I moved here from Boston, was mainly to become a Groundling. Anything else on top of that is gravy, but this is what I wanted to do. So
my story's a little different. My name's Ryan Gall, and I actually moved here from Boston. In 2003. And this was my first stop, literally my first stop, because somebody had told me a long time ago, if you want to do something in entertainment, find out where the best people do it and go there and copy them. So I have, for the last 10 years, copied people.
Fair to say that you guys, not you guys, but the decades past have shaped American comedy?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, we're basically a minor league for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I it feels like a lot of people, you know, you say that to, and they're like, really? And then you start listing names that have come out of here and gone Saturday Night Live. And it's like, yeah, you know, there's a reason Lorne Michaels comes here several times a year and just watches shows. It really pushes me individually. And I think a lot of us Groundlings, we're like, we got to keep up with, we got to keep this name where it's at. And
so what will be your all's definition of made it, right? What's next for you? Because there's going to come a point where you're like, oh God, Groundlings again? On a Sunday or whatever it is.
Well, I mean, and this is the thing about the Groundlings. Like, you may not know us by name because we're not fancy and on a billboard, but this guy, you know, just always works.
And that's all you want as an actor, right? You just want to work.
That for me is making it, is being working regularly. I mean, everybody would love the dream, I guess, of your own show. You wrote it, you're in it, all that stuff. But
we're not all Kristen Wiig.
No,
no. It's a frustrating thing to hear that. And if you talk to my parents, you'll realize I hear it a lot. Like, when are you going to make it? Like, go back to grad school. But it's frustrating because you never ask a teacher, like,
when are you going to get that job at Harvard?
When are you like a chef? Like, it's just not something you do. But I guess it is really cool that we get to put on these shows in front of so many people. I don't need more. If I die tomorrow, which I could, you don't know.
It's LA, man. It's a tough town.
I could die tomorrow. I'm going to try to die tomorrow.
Just to wrap it up. Not before this airs, though, right?
No. I gotta reek the bennies.
Everyone would listen to this. Yeah. Tomorrow.
Oh my God, well, certainly all everybody here.
That
anyway.
Guy died. He said it, and then he
last did. Interview. Oh my God, what has happened to me? Can you guys make a living teaching and working here, and then getting occasional commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Can you really?
Absolutely, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I've made, and this is not to brag, $30 million this year.
Yeah, it's there.
No,
you go.
You're not going to buy a Tesla, teaching here. But I would say there are people that survive just teaching here.
Is this a good time to be in comedy, sort of writ large?
That to me is a strange question.
My producer thought of it.
Yeah, could we have her leave the room?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. It's a strange question only because to me, comedy is so important. I'm like, I can't think of a time where comedy wouldn't be so important.
Let me do that host thing and then change the question.
Sure,
right?
Please.
Is this a good time for you to have business opportunities, for you to have opportunities to practice your craft in comedy now?
Yeah. No, you're kidding. And
right,
you know why? No, you know what? This is something I think it is a really good time to be in comedy because there are so many outlets. I think Microsoft is trying to get into the TV business and come up with programming.
That's not going to end well.
No, no. They just don't have the money. They don't have the money to do it.
What was your worst flop on the Groundlings?
So I was on the stage with Jill Sachoff, which if you look out on the board, she always likes to sport a very short curly wig in many of her scenes. It's her favorite look. And we were in a scene together where we had to dance a lot, dance and sing. And I had not, it was a quick change. So I was coming off of another scene. It was the first time we had done it. We rehearsed it, but I had never seen her costume or what wig she was wearing. Should have known, but I hadn't seen it. And so lights came up and we're singing. And then I turn and look at her and she's given herself a full monobrow, like really, really like thick monobrow. She had that wig on, but she had it on as far back as she could. So it looked like she was kind of balding with this curly wig. And she was dancing really hard and singing. And I peed on the stage.
Not just a little. She peed like a horse pees on like the street when it has to pee.
No. Nobody in the back could see it, but I made really awkward eye contact with a few people in the first two rows.
Well, thanks you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ryan's got his own flop, which we have online. It's marketplace.org.